It's Dr. Tamika Scott. Welcome to Baseline and Boundaries, a Mindset Revolution, the podcast where leadership meets mindset transformation. And today we're going to dive into a thought-provoking concept. Can your positive thoughts stand alone, or do they always have a date with negative thoughts? So this is a question that my amazing, beautiful, best friend, my companion in life, offered me. And it's a question that speaks to the intricacies of our inner dialogue and the profound impact it has on our lives. You see, in the realm of mindset and personal development, we often hear about the importance of cultivating positivity and embracing optimistic thinking. But in the middle of the noise of all of our busyness in our mind, do our positive thoughts truly stand a chance against the relentless circle and cycle of negativity? So I would say this idea of can your positive thoughts stand alone, because currently they always have a date with negativity, is something that resonates deeply with me. As I shared, this was a question that my better half asked me, and I strongly believe it can deeply resonate with anyone who's ever struggled to maintain a sense of optimism in the face of adversity. But before we dive deeper into this topic, let me give a little context to how this question even came about. So this question stems from a conversation my husband and I were having, and I was like, ooh, that's a really good topic, because as I'm experiencing my own lived experiences that are sometimes presents themselves with adversity, I too have negative thoughts that will stomp all over the positive perspective and thoughts that I have. And so even as an executive mindset coach, yours truly also will fight against the negative thoughts in the midst of some amazing opportunities presenting themselves. I've had the privilege of working with some countless individuals who are striving to unleash their full potential. And that includes me and my own personal development. And time again, even with my own experience, I've witnessed the delicate dance between positive and negative thoughts and how they play out in our lives. In particular, I was really excited about this amazing opportunity that presented itself. And in the midst of that, my question to myself was, or really the statement to myself was, don't get too excited about this. Like, calm down. Instead of enjoying the moment to celebrate the amazing opportunity that was before me. That in itself, the calm down or the slow it down, is the ideal that maybe chaos is coming, or maybe you're not worthy of said opportunity. It really sets the stage to allow for negative thoughts to have an open door policy to all of the amazing work that you put forward. And so that was where the question had stemmed from, because I was just like, oh, this is a great opportunity. I'm super excited about it. And then I was like, and in the midst of that, it's like, hold on, slow down, simmer. So from there, whether it's self-doubt creeping in during moments of uncertainty or moments of excitement or moments of fear of failure or casting over shadows of our amazing aspirations, the battle between positivity and negativity is something that can sometimes be consistent and a consistent companion to our journey towards our growth and our success. So I want to take a little bit of time today to really explore our thought patterns and the influences they have over our mindsets and the actions we take after we receive thoughts. I want to be sure I offer you some ways that I, within that moment, able to uncover some strategies of breaking free from the grip of negativity and redirecting my mind and my next actions to embrace the amazingness that was positioned for my next. And so I want to share with you, again, some of those complexities of what our mind will always offer us, and give you some opportunities to navigate resilience, confidence, and unwavering positivity in the face of all the things that this brain will try to offer you. Because when it comes to the power of our thoughts, The possibilities are truly limitless, and we get to make the decisions on which thoughts and ideas we want to entertain. So let's dive in. Our brains are wired to latch on to negativity like the latest gossip. Now, I'm quite sure you've heard me say this before, but in case you haven't, our brain offers us millions and trillions. I'm exaggerating on the number, but it's a lot. Our brain offers us a lot of negative thoughts. It's like we are stuck in survival mode, constantly searching the horizons for the potential threat. But even in today's world, we are more commonly our own biggest critics and predators of our own set deadlines and awkward conversations. It's really like we're our own biggest hater. And don't even get me started on the emotional baggage that comes with negative thoughts. Why is it that one criticism can weigh us down for days, while a compliment barely registers on the radar? Our thoughts are like seeds planted in fertile soil, the fertile soil of our mind. They have the capacity and capability of blossoming into either flowers of positivity or weeds of negativity. And yet, despite our best intentions, negative thoughts often seem to overshadow the positive ones. One explanation lies in the concept of negativity bias. It's a psychological phenomenon where in our brains, we are wired to pay more attention to negative stimuli than positive ones. This evolutionary trait has served our ancestors well. It helped them stay alert to potential threats in their environments. However, in today's world, where physical danger is less prevalent, these biases can lead to us going down a path of anxiety and self-doubt. Additionally, negative thoughts often carry more emotional weight than the positive one. Think about it. How many times have you found yourself ruminating over criticism or a setback? While moments of praise or success seems to fade into the background, I gave you the perfect example. An amazing experience opportunity was presenting itself, and my thought was, hold simmer. So here's the thing. While negative thoughts may be more salient, meaning that our brain will offer them a mile a minute, they don't have to dictate our reality. We have the power to reframe our perspective and cultivate a more positive mindset, one that aligns with our goals and aspirations. How is this thought serving me is what I like to offer my clients. So as we continue our journey of self-discovery and growth, let's remember the profound influence our thoughts have on our life. It's by understanding the power of our thoughts and actively choosing to nurture positivity. We have to pour in the positivity so that we can drown out the negativity. We can transform our reality and create a life full of joy, purpose, and fulfillment. Now, let me be clear. Negativity and negative thoughts will present themselves. It will happen. But what we choose to do next is life-changing. All right, so here we are at the date between positive and negative thoughts. So I want you to picture this. Your mind is like my sister-in-law would greatly appreciate this. It's like an Apple store with thoughts swirling all around, like customers coming and going into an Apple store. Very interesting. In one corner, you have your positive thoughts, radiating with warmth and optimism and excitement. But lurking nearby are the negative thoughts, waiting to crash the party or rain on the parade. Or as my sister would say, it's the Android clan, which I'm a part of, ready to rain on your parade. It's like there's an ongoing date between positive and negative thoughts, with the latter always showing up uninvited. You know the scenario, you're feeling on top of the world, and then out of nowhere, doubt and fear comes knocking in, threatening to spoil the mood. Again, my example, amazing opportunity, excited about it. I then tell myself, slow it down. But here's why. It's that negative thought that seems to be the MVP that passes through our minds and we open the door for, while the negative ones struggle to get even to the door. It's like we are stuck in a never-ending cycle of self-sabotage, with negativity holding all the cards. And if you haven't listened to the episode on self-sabotage, please make sure you do. So despite our persistence with trying to encourage positive thinking, negative thoughts don't have to dictate the outcome of the date, because negative thoughts are going to come. They're going to come on the date, whether you invite them or not. But they don't have any decision-making power, because we have the power to set boundaries and reclaim control over that mental space. Just as we won't tolerate toxic behavior from a friend or a family member, or definitely not a stranger, we shouldn't allow negative thoughts to run rampant in our minds. They're like two-year-olds throwing tantrums. We acknowledge their presence and the tantrum, and then we disengage. So as we navigate our inner dialogue, let's remember that we hold the key to our own mental fortitude. It's by acknowledging the presence of the negative thought. It's important that we acknowledge it, because we will have them. So by acknowledging the presence of the negative thought and consciously, intentionally choosing to focus on the positive, we can create a more productive, balanced relationship with our thoughts and our emotions. And what does that mean? That we will have negative thoughts, but we have to intentionally create, cultivate, and put a lot of growth serum on the positive ones to balance it out. All right. So in walks resilience and empowerment. And it's really about cultivating resilience and empowerment in the face of negative thoughts. The truth is, we have to put on our mental armor, or for my people, the whole armor of God. We need it in order to shield ourselves from the blows of negativity and adversity. Whatever armor you call it, you need it. It's the inner strength that allows you to bounce back from setback and keep you moving forward, no matter what life throws at you. So you may be wondering, Tamika, so how do we cultivate that resilience in the face of adversity or in the face of negativity that you talk about? Well, it starts with reframing our perspective and, again, embracing this ideal, this lifestyle that's considered from a growth mindset. So instead of viewing challenges as obstacles, see them as opportunities for growth and learning. So I want you to take a moment and reflect on a time where you faced adversity and how you were able to emerge stronger on the other side. And you may say, Tamika, I don't think I'm stronger. And I'm going to tell you, person, you are stronger. How? Because you're listening to this podcast. So I want you to reflect on what you learned, how you grew from the experience. It is by shifting our focus from the problem or the situation to the solution. We are then able to empower ourselves to overcome even the toughest challenges. And how we are able to overcome those challenges is by taking one step at a time and reflecting on our amazingness. Because if you experience some level of adversity, you should be celebrating the fact that you overcame it. It did not consume you, although it may have tried. It did not. I think another key aspect is having that self-compassion. We often are our harshest critics. We're quick to judge ourselves for perceived failures or shortcomings or the suggested wrong decision, even though decisions are decisions. But true resilience means treating self with kindness and understanding, especially in times where we are growing. So the next time you find yourself battling negative thoughts, pause and practice self-compassion. Remind yourself it's okay to make mistakes and that you are doing your best with the resources that you have. And as Maya Angelou once said, when you know better, you do better. So with that, I want to take a moment and just bring us back to the first statement of, can your positive thoughts stand alone? Because currently, they always have a date with negative thoughts. That's my experience. And that to some degree is my truth. And what I want to offer you all is that this journey of growth mindset is not one to walk alone. As I shared with you, my significant other was able to challenge my negative thought while I was attempting to celebrate but downplaying the amazingness that's coming forward in the work that I'm doing. And so I just want you all to know that this journey is not solo. I hope you are surrounding yourself with a positive and supportive community of friends and family and mentors and coaches and podcasts like mine who can serve as spaces and places and people to uplift and encourage you during all of the times, the good, bad, and the indifferent. Because what I know is that together, we can weather any storm and emerge stronger and more resilient than before. And then we could also hold space for your healing and your transformation so that you can empower yourself and empower the people around you and continue to populate or recreate positive memories, because this life is hard. And what I like to tell my client as well as my kiddos is that we do hard work. We are destined to do hard work. However, in the midst of hard work, doesn't have to be continual hardship. So as we wrap up today's episode, I encourage you to reflect on your journey and the obstacles you've overcome along the way. Because my level of excitement about what's to come in my life and the opportunities that are presenting themselves, I'm just going to sit and be excited. No additional thoughts needed outside of excitement. So remember that your thoughts have the power to shape your reality. So choose them wisely and never underestimate the strength that lies within you, because you're amazing. So thank you for tuning in to Baseline and Boundaries, a Mindset Revolution. Until next time, stay resilient, stay amazing, and stay believing in the power of your dreams. I am Dr. Tamika Scott, and this is Baseline and Boundaries, a Mindset Revolution.